الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another episode of the series The Sin of Backbiting. Let's start our episode with listening to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The most noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites durood upon me 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, make the good intention of at least reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 1,000 times every day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, my topic for today is guarantee for paradise. Let's listen in detail about this topic, inshallah azza wa jal. And let's start our episode with a blessed narration from the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, this is a beautiful hadith. Listen carefully. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever sits in his home and does not backbite against other Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal is his guarantor for paradise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers on Madani channel, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the most noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever performs salah properly whilst his household is large, that means it has more members, but provisions are limited and he does not backbite, he and I will be like this in paradise. That is, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam put his index finger and middle finger together. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Subhanallah azza wa jal. The above mentioned hadith mentions a Madani method to gain the neighborhood of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that even in paradise, Subhanallah, 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 the greatness of paradise is truly marvelous. Dawat Islami's publishing house Maktabatul Madina has published a 1250 page book in Urdu entitled Bahar-e-Shariat. Here are some glimpses of that book's chapter on paradise. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, this will increase your desire to enter paradise. Insha'Allah, step up your spirited efforts to attain the beautiful paradise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Thus, listen, it is narrated that if any object from paradise the size of a fingernail is revealed in this world, all the land and the seas would be beautified by it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if a heavenly bracelet was to be displayed, it would cancel out the sunshine from the sun, just like the sun dims out the lights of the stars. A space small enough to lay down a whip in paradise is better than this entire world and all the things in it. Walls in paradise are made of gold, bricks are made of silver, and mushk is used to join them together. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers, the dwellers of paradise will be presented with the tastiest of the tasty cuisines. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Whatever the people of paradise will wish shall be presented in front of them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When they see a bird and they wish to eat it, it will be presented to them roasted at that very moment. if they wish to have water. A container will come in their hands and it will have the exact amount of water, milk, heavenly wine and honey that they desire, with neither a drop more nor a drop less. After they have finished their drink, the container will go back where it came from. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers, we're listening about paradise. Worldly alcohol has a foul odor, a taste, a bitter taste, and an intoxicating effect. Whoever drinks it loses his reasoning ability, self-control, and starts using bad language. The wine in paradise will be free from such negative factors. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, there are no impurities in paradise. One will have a fragrant burp, which will be enjoyable, and he will also perspire fragrantly. Subhanallah. All the food will be digested. The burp and sweat will smell like mushk. Just like breathing, the tongue will be glorifying and praising Allah Azza wa Jal voluntarily and involuntarily. Everyone will have at least 10,000 servants at his service. Each one will have a silver bowl in one hand and a gold bowl in the other hand. All bowls will be filled with a variety of blessings, that is cuisines, each different in color. As they eat, instead of the taste reducing, it will actually enhance. Each morsel will have 70 flavors, each distinct from the other, and all these flavors will be tasted without the other flavor overwhelming the other one. Neither will their clothing ever wear out, nor will their youth wither away. If someone were to wear clothing from paradise in this world, whoever saw it would faint, as people would not be able to bear its sheer brightness. If any hur, that is heavenly maiden from paradise, were to place her saliva into the ocean, it would all turn sweet. According to one hadith, if a hur were to place her saliva into the seven oceans of the earth, the water would turn sweeter than honey. Besides the hair on the head, the eyebrows and the eyelashes, the dwellers of paradise will not have any bodily hair. They will all be clean shaven and their eyes will be lined with kohl. Everyone will look 30 years old and would never look older than that. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're listening about paradise. When all the dwellers of paradise would have entered, then Allah Azza wa Jal will ask them, do you want anything else that I shall provide you? They will say, you have illuminated our faces and you have let us enter paradise and saved us from hell. Then the veil which is drawn upon the people would be lifted and they will see Allah Azza wa Jal. They will not be awarded anything greater than this gift. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of your beloved, the compassionate and the beneficent Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, endow us with your divine vision. Ameen. Bijahin Nabir Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ho nazir karam behr ziya, sue gunahgar, jannat me parosi mujhe, aqa ka bana de. Bestow your grace towards me, the sinner, for the sake of ziya, make my abode in the vicinity of my master in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, during your conversations, try to avoid backbiting and all sinful conversations and make yourself worthy of paradise. Use your tongues for good and recite astaghfirullah al-azim and be rewarded with hurs in paradise. After worshipping for 40 years, a saint made a supplication. Allah Azza wa Jal, show me a glimpse of the blessings you will bestow upon me in paradise. When he was still busy in his supplication, the arch of the masjid split open. A beautiful hur emerged from the gap and said, you will gain 100 hurs like me. Each will have 100 helpers, and each helper will have 100 slave girls, and each slave girl will have 100 assistants. Upon hearing this, the saint rejoiced and inquired, will anyone get more than me in paradise? She replied, every inhabitant of paradise who would have recited Astaghfirullah al-Azim in the morning and evening will receive this. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, everything that belongs to a Muslim is haram for another Muslim. His possessions, his honor, and his blood. It is enough for a person to be evil that he considers his Muslim brother inferior to himself. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, arrogance is when someone considers himself superior than others. Firstly, arrogance is haram. And secondly, it leads to backbiting. Furthermore, an arrogant person tends to ridicule those who he considers inferior to himself. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the Holy Quran in Surah Hujurat, part 26, verse 11, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, O believers, men must not ridicule other men. Perhaps the ridiculed ones are better than the mockers. Nor must the women ridicule other women. Perhaps the ridiculed women are better than the mockers. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Shaykh Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki Shafi'i, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, while elaborating on this word, said, Sukhriya in this verse refers to one who is mocked and who is looked down upon with despise. This order of Allah Azza wa Jal signifies that we should not look down upon anyone with disdain. It is possible that the one who we look down upon is actually at a better and higher status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is reported from the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there are several people who are in a miserable state. Their hair is scattered and their clothes are worn out. No one cares about them, but if they were to swear by Allah's name on any matter, Allah Azza wa Jal would fulfill their words. Shaitan the cursed considered Sayyidina Adam Safiullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam inferior to himself and thus suffered eternal loss. On the other hand, Adam Safiullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam received everlasting respect and there is a great difference between them. This hadith also infers that we should not consider others as inferior to us and should always avoid despising them with disdain, because we are unaware that perhaps one day the other person might attain a position of respect and we might be disgraced, and then he might take revenge. Let's listen to a verse from a poem. Don't disgrace a poor man. You never know, you might be needy one day. Allah Azza wa Jal might grace him with wealth and give you poverty. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is necessary upon every Muslim that he does not hurt another Muslim needlessly. He should neither steal the belongings of others, nor should he backbite against him. Also, a Muslim should never ridicule a believer, nor should he hurt him, nor fight with him. In fact, both should be protectors of each other. The knower of the unseen, the most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, a complete Muslim is one who avoids harming other Muslims with his hand and tongue. Similarly, a complete muhajir is one who gives up all that is forbidden by Allah Azza wa Jal. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hannan, while elaborating on this hadith, has explained, a complete Muslim is one who is a Muslim in every way, by definition and by actions, as mentioned under Islamic law. A person who is a mu'min, when he neither backbites another Muslim, nor curses at him, nor tells tales about him, nor makes sarcastic remarks about him, he does not physically hurt him, nor does he write anything against him. Furthermore, a complete muhajir is one who not only migrates from his homeland, but also migrates from going towards sin, or literally leaving sins, which is also migration, and continues persistently. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, it is not allowed for any Muslim to scare another Muslim. At another time, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, it is impermissible for a Muslim to roll his eyes in a manner which harms another Muslim. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it might seem very simple and easy to harm a fellow Muslim and hurt his feelings, to curse him, to backbite against him, and to slander him. But this could turn into a heavy burden in the hereafter if these acts result in displeasing Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal. It is narrated on page 21 of the Urdu booklet, Zulm Ka Anjam, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami. Sheikh Sayyidina Yazid bin Shajara, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has narrated that, like seas have shores, hell also has shores which have snakes like the Arabian camels and scorpions like mules. When the dwellers of hell will plead for their punishments to be reduced, it will be ordered for them to be pulled out to the shore. As soon as they are pulled ashore, these snakes will grab them by their lips and faces and peel away their skins. They will turn towards the fire to safeguard themselves, and then they will be inflicted with an itch. They will itch so much that all their muscles and flesh will be plucked away and only bones will remain. It will also be called out, so and so, are you hurting now? They will say yes. Then it will be said, this is the punishment for the harm you caused to the believers. Ey khasa, ey khasan rasul, waqt dua hai, ummat pe teri aake, ajab waqt pada hai, tadbeer samalne ki, hamari nahi koi, haan ek dua teri, ke makbool e khuda hai. Prophet, it is time to make a special supplication, as turmoil and hardships engulf your nation. No recourse in sight, only relying on your supplication, for surely your pleas are accepted without exception. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to get rid of the habit of backbiting and to develop a habit of offering salah and practicing the sunnah, keep yourself attached to the righteous environment of Dawat-e-Islami and travel in the Madani Qaflas with the devotees of Rasul, and to learn the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In order to prosper in this life and be successful in the hereafter, act according to the Nek Amal booklet. Fill in the questionnaire and turn it into the representative of Dawat-e-Islami on the first day of each month. Celebrate Milad, that is the blessed birthday of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, with the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as it has numerous blessings. Let's listen to a summary of the narrative of an Islamic brother who was from Kashmir. On the 12th night of Rabi'ul Nur, 1430 Hijri, our masjid was being decorated with green flags and beautiful illuminations to celebrate the blessed night. Just then, four drug addicts entered the masjid and informed the Imam that they were just about to use drugs, but then they thought to themselves, tonight is the night of Milad. Will we sin even on this night? Why should not we repent? Therefore, they had come to him for this reason. Thereafter, they repented and joined the congregation to gain the blessings of Milad celebrations. The Imam of the Masjid quickly contacted a representative of Dawat-e-Islami. He came soon afterwards with some Islamic brothers, and they met with the drug addicts with great enthusiasm. Later that night, the drug addicts traveled with the three-day Madani Qafla following the schedule of the Madani Qafla, and their passion was highly commendable. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the blessings of Milad celebration, all four of them made righteous intentions to establish Salah, adorn the beard, acquire the blessings of 63-day Tarbiyati course, and attend the Masajid, etc. Furthermore, all of them made a pledge, a bay'at, in the Qadriya Razaviya Tariqah, that is the spiritual path, along with their family members, and became a Tari. At the time of delivering the statement, it had only been a few days since they joined the righteous Madani environment, and at that time they were traveling in a 12-day Madani Qafla. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you realize the Madani blessings of celebrating Milad? It is because the devotees of the Prophet were celebrating the Milad that those drug addicts found out about that the blessed and mercy-filled night and felt that they should respect it. So they entered the masjid, which was adorned with decorative lights and where green flags swayed in celebration of the blessed night. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has narrated in Ihya al-Ulum from Sayyid Abu Ali Ruzbari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that once a person arranged a gathering for the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and for gathering he lit 1,000 candles. Another person came, noticed all these candles and turned around to leave. But just then the host held his hand and told him to put out any candle which he thought had been lit to please anyone else other than Allah Azza wa Jal. He tried to put out the candles, but not even a single one of them went out. Prophet's devotees fly green flags today, decorate every house and street for Master's birthday. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.